Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We are getting close to Christmas, and that means, of course, and they probably start this weekend, actually, the Christmas parties.
Oh, the Christmas parties.
Christmas parties. When is ours? It's a couple of weeks away, isn't
it? Yeah.
Are you coming this year, or are you going to bless us with your presents, or you'd rather ignore your colleagues and go and earn money?
Apart from Cherie, I don't like anyone here.
And funnily enough, that's the same feeling out there, too. Anyway, so we're just putting out a, because this is our community service announcement, we're just putting out a warning for people to be aware that your colleagues, when the singing syrup gets into their system, They might carry on in an inappropriate manner. And inappropriate behaviour seems to be the flavour of the month at the moment. So just be prepared for what's about to happen with the Christmas party season. However, I noticed this morning that a medical study does claim that drinking moderate, and I think the key word there is moderate, medical study claims that drinking moderate amounts of alcohol can actually help a person think.
Really?
Okay.
I should give it a go.
I would challenge that. I would challenge the use of the term moderate. And I would actually substitute moderate with large. Because I know for a fact that large amounts of alcohol do help you think. Because you wake up the next morning and you think, where's my car? Who is this beside me? Who are you? Why is my head stuck in the toilet?
But it also makes you think of others too, large amounts of alcohol. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you think, I love you, mate. I'm going to ring someone up at 3 a.m. and ask them, tell them how much you
appreciate. We all love kebabs at 3 o'clock in the morning. You never have a kebab at any other time. In fact, kebab shops should only be open between 3 and 4. Just party safely this weekend, everybody. Potsy and Leighton this morning, thanks to Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre. Beautiful morning this morning.
It's gorgeous.
But apparently that's all going to change. A very interesting 24, 48, 72 hours ahead of us, everybody. As we've mentioned already since yesterday, we've got flood watches in place for the Tumut and for the Murrumbidgee Rivers. We thought we best find out
what it all means
and how we can prepare and what's ahead of us from the New South Wales State Emergency Service. We have one of the incident controllers from the SES, Bernard Cates, on the line this morning.
How you doing, Bernard?
Not bad. Good morning to you.
All right. First question, do we need to get the arc ready?
Not today. Today's going to be a beautiful day by the look of it. Sort of nice and sunny and about sort of mid-30s by this afternoon. It's tomorrow. We need to look out for some rainfall coming through sort of mid-morning and picking up through the afternoon. So 25 to 50 millimetres tomorrow, sort of overnight through into Saturday, and then similar totals, 50 to 100 maybe on Saturday through into Sunday. And after that, Sunday, it's all over.
So this rain event, which is going to go from first thing tomorrow morning and end sometime on Saturday, we could receive somewhere around 100 mil?
Yeah, something like that, 100 to 150, something like that. We're looking at the moment, although there is the possibility for slightly heavier falls within that. Just depends on how fast the system goes through. There's still some doubt about that. We should get some updates on that from the Bureau of Meteorology today.
Now, Bernard, all this rain is compounded by the fact that the catchment areas have already received a nice old drop over the last 2 weeks or so.
They have. The catchments are all nice and wet, so most of this water, when it falls on it, will just run off into the rivers. So that's what's giving us a little concern at the moment, just keeping an eye on it just to see how this is likely to develop. Not terribly worried, just at the moment with this particular event, it will probably see river rises in the Murrumbidgee down there, and also probably the Tumut River. But at the moment, we don't actually have a warning from the Bureau. We just have a flood watch, which is really a heads up that says, look out, something might happen.
Do we know if our dams are already at high capacity? Or
no, they're not. They're about half full, both of them. So I don't think we've got too much issue there. They'll soak up quite a lot of this water.
Now, as you say, Bernard, it's a flood watch. It's a flood warning. So there's a distinct difference there.
So what's the difference?
That's right. A watch is a heads up. It basically says, look out, we've got some weather coming through and that might eventuate into a flood. Once we've got a bit more confirmation about how much rain is going to fall and where it's going to fall, then that will go to a flood warning and we'll get a bit more detail about what the Bureau thinks that will mean in terms of how much water is in the river and what sort of river level rises we can expect to see. So at the moment, it's a watch. I would expect that probably later on this morning, that would go to a warning once they get a bit more information. But at the moment, it's just a watch.
All right. So what do we need to watch out for?
Now look out. I think we're certainly going to see some heavy rainfall over the course of the next 24, 48 hours, something like that. That will probably give cause for maybe some flash flooding around the place. You know, we get in these heavy summertime thunderstorms and we get a downpour, a lot of water in a short amount of time. That will cause a lot of surface water running around, so maybe some issues on the roads. If you are driving in heavy rain, just be careful, look out, and don't, whatever you do, drive into flood water. That's the number one cause of death for us mm-hmm. in floods. And the maximum number of calls we get is for flood rescues of that kind. So just look out, be careful. I guess locals will be well aware of the local trouble spots for that sort of thing. Then once we start to see some river rises, I don't think that's likely to give us any problems, certainly not over the course of the next 48 hours or so. It depends how much rain comes down in the Murrumbidgee catchment, what the river actually does after that. We are seeing a bit of a bullseye on the models at the moment over the ACT, which of course is the catchment area for the Murrumbidgee. So we might see some river rises going on over the next few days into next week. But, no real cause for concern about that at the moment.
We're not likely to see the council removing vans from the caravan parks on the Murrumbidgee here in Wagga, are we?
I wouldn't have thought so out of this event. We need the river to go to about 7.5 metres before we do that. So there's an awful lot of water needs to come down to make that happen. So certainly not in the short term, we wouldn't expect to see that.
What about up in Tuma, the caravan park up there?
Yeah, sure. Again, a bit of water about, but I don't think there'd be anything in this event that would give us cause for concern about that.
And, of course, should that situation change, if you monitor all the usual sources of information, you'll be fine. And, of course, if you do need help in floods and storms, the State Emergency Service number 132 500. Bernard, thank you so much for your time this morning. We do sort of stress again that it is a flood watch as distinct from a flood warning. It's just a heads up what might occur with the rainfall that's expected over the next 48, 72 hours or so. Mate, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck. Hope it all goes well over the next few days. Yeah. Hope you're not too busy.
Bernard, we just hope you're wrong.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. Thanks,
good on you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Disco Dazzler.
Oh, yes. The great thing about today is that's the last time I have to hear that's cheap and nasty.
This is a great promotion. We should.
The promotion is fine. It's the cheap and nasty opener. This.
Dale's Disco Dazzler.
We work for a company that's got 70 radio stations or something.
That's the best we can come up with.
Yes, final opportunity for you, well, as far as we're concerned, to get your name onto the standby list for the chance to win the tickets to go and see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People and Sister Sledge, Thursday, December 14 at the Horden Pavilion in Sydney, thanks to Frontier Touring. There's accommodation from the recently refurbished Ridges Sydney Central. Great location in Sydney for your business or leisure needs.
Now, we've got Dale's Disco Dazzlers coming in to perform a song from either KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People or Sister Sledge. You need to be able to identify the song for your name to be added to the standby list, and we'll announce the winner tomorrow.
Dale, of course, is using instruments from Allison Music in their new shop at 85 Forsyth Street. What's he using
morning's
offering?
Because when I think of disco music, I think of flutes.
There was this one time at Bandcamp.
There's this one time. It's not happy enough to perform on the recorder. Dale has gone to the flute.
Is that all we're using?
Just something off the wall there at Allison Music.
All right, so we're going to play this for you right now, everybody. 132710 is the number. As soon as you can work out what song it is, remember it's either from KC and the Sunshine Band, Sister Sledge, Village People. 132710. We'll take a call at the end of the song.
Okay, yeah, you go.
Sure. You ready? Here's this morning's offering for the Triple M Disco Fever.
All right, I'm getting down to this. Isn't
that beautiful?
That is.
All right. So what song is that? 13-27-10. If you can tell us what the song is from Dale's Disco Dazzlers for the Triple M Disco Fever, we will put your name down onto the standby list for the chance
just,
to go
that is
and
wrong.
See KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People and Sister Sledge Thursday, December 14 at the Horden Pavilion, 13-27-10.
Dale's Disco Dazzler.
Now, who did we find here after all?
We found...
Seems like it was half a show ago.
Natasha. How you doing, Natasha?
Good, thanks.
Can we call you Tash or would you like... Nat, what would you like?
Tasha's fine.
Righto!
Okay.
All right. We are going to play today's song as performed by Dale's Disco Dazzlers. What you have to do, Natasha, is tell us what song it is. And if you get it right, you're in with a chance of winning the tickets to see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People and Sister Sledge in Sydney on the 14th of December at the Horden Pavilion. Thanks to Frontier Touring. Here is the song again. Your call is important to us. Righto.
No. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I'm not going to play it again, I can tell you.
No, please.
Righto. Tash, what is it?
Macho Man.
By the Village People.
Yes, because when I think of Macho Man, I think of the flute playing that. Yes. All right, Tash, well done. You've qualified for tomorrow's final. We get the winner of this tomorrow for the chance to win those tickets to see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People and Sister Sledge at the Horden Pavilion on the 14th of December. Thanks to Frontier Touring.
I'm just writing down Natasha, and she sang... Natasha sang Nacho Man.
What was that all about, Cherie? Can you explain that?
No, that's all right.
He's off in his own little world with this segment. I'm glad to see the end of it. Also, there's the chance to win the accommodation overnight at Rydges Sydney Central, the recently refurbished Rydges Sydney Central. Great location for your business and leisure needs in Sydney. And it's all thanks to our mate Dale Allison at Allison Music in their new shop at 85 Forsyth Street. One more chance to go. Everybody.
Yeah.
Lee will give you a final shot at getting your name into the draw for the Triple M Disco Fever when he's on air this afternoon after 12. Thanks, Natasha. Well played. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
At Triple M, Potsy and Leighton this morning with $1,000 in play with the ultimate hearing test. Let's go to the phones.
Yes,
tell us what this is. You'll get the money. Here we go.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate.
All right. $1,000. So what do you reckon it is?
Switching your phone on and off.
Switching your phone on and off.
No, that's not what it is.
But thanks,
mate,
for your call.
Have a good day.
Cheers.
Triple M, it's the ultimate hearing test. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad.
All right, what's the plans? What are you up to?
About to go and get ready, head into work.
Excited, I can tell. All right, what do you reckon it is for $1,000?
I reckon it's the turning your indicator on in your car.
Indicator on in your car.
No, that's not what it is.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day. See you, mate. Let's go to caller number three now here on the ultimate hearing test on Triple M.
G'day, how you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you reckon it is for $1,000?
Tearing a check out of a checkbook.
Check out of a checkbook? I'm not even sure. Do we still use checkbooks?
That's not what it is. Doesn't matter. I've got no money to have a checkbook anyway.
I thought a bloke Potsy's age, mate.
What does that mean? I'm the youngest one in the studio, mate. What are you talking about? You want to get your facts right, brother?
No. I am standing up for Potsy here. He is the youngest person in the studio. He just acts old.
Thanks, mate. Your number's gone on the banned list. You'll never work in this town again.
Thanks for your call.
Get off. Say hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right. What do you reckon it is for $1,000?
Unlocking and locking your phone.
Unlocking.
No. Moving on. Next. Lucky, we're taking a bonus one. Hello.
Was that the same caller as before?
Moving on. Hello.
Hello, you're a bonus.
Hello.
What do you reckon it is for $1,000?
I'm zipping one of them Ziploc sandwich bags.
Oh, yeah?
Ah.
No, that's not what it is.
But thanks for your call.
All right, that'll do us today. Crap guesses. I've been abused.
You've been told that you're
verbally,
old.
Verbally abused. People are getting into trouble for that sort of stuff these days, mate.
That's that.
You're gone.
Keep it up, I say. All right, the money returns tomorrow just after 8. Potsy and Leighton's $1,000 ultimate hearing test.
Saturday is a big day. This coming Saturday, the 2nd of December. This is when you know Christmas has really started in Wagga Wagga, because we've got the GEO Group and Ron Crouch Transport Toy Run all getting underway from around about 9 o'clock at Jubilee Park, the car park there on Saturday morning, and heading around town, picking up your donations of toys for Christmas to help those kids from families that are doing it a little on the tough side this year. So we thought we'd find out a little bit more about the Toy Run, which is coming up on Saturday.
We're going to catch up with Pat. Many people have called him many names, but today we're calling him a coordinator. How you doing, Pat?
Yeah, good, mate.
All right. Now, the Toy Run gets underway from Jubilee Park this coming Saturday. We're getting down there from about 7:30 for brekkie.
Yep, 7:30. The scouts will have brekkie going, coffee and all that stuff, and we'll muster around about 8:30 and we'll get underway dead on 9 o'clock.
All right. Now, the route this year for the Toy Run, we leave Jubilee Park, we head over to Forest Hill, then over to Apex Park, Henwood Park, Ashmont, and then we finish back at the Civic Centre area from about just after 12 o'clock?
Yeah, about 12:15 we'll get there. We get a run up the main street from Morgan Street up to the Civic Centre. We'll have a free traffic light free run up the main street, thanks to Riverina traffic people.
Yep, excellent.
And then we'll finish at Civic Centre at about 12:15.
Now, the aim of the game is to collect toys for the various local charities. We can't stop the boys and girls that are on the bikes. We can't do that, but we can give the toys to a couple of utes that are following the bike.
Correct, yep. There'll be two utes, one from the City Council and one from Thomas Brothers, and they will stop and pick up toys on the way.
Now, are we looking for any particular toys?
No, not really, but we're trying to avoid soft toys like teddy bears and things like that. If we can get into some hard toys and just sort of range from 3 to about 15 years of age, age bracket.
In previous years, you've also accepted donations of cash. Still the same this year?
Yes. Look, we actually encourage cash more so than toys these days because it allows us, and I'll tell you something, this week we had a call from Tees, Cargill, the Avatar people.
Yep.
And they gave us a massive donation of $2,700.
Struth, that's fantastic. Right.
And what you'll do with that is...
No, that's on top of all the other donations we get. Now, what we do with that money, we actually go shopping.
Yep.
And that allows us to pick a range of toys over a wide age bracket.
Yep.
And we're not getting all the same stuff. We can actually get stuff that will suit kids.
That's sure. Well done to the team out at Tees. That's sensational.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. We're blown away.
Yeah. Now, Pat, the other places where people can actually donate toys, we've mentioned the utes, but where you stop at Forest Hill and Apex Park and Henwood Park and the Ashmont Oval, when you stop there, people can come up and actually give the riders their toy donations.
Oh, if they wish, as long as the bikes are stopped, no worries at all. Yep. All right.
And then when we get to the Civic Centre, when we finish, there's a sausage sizzle and all sorts of stuff on there?
Sausage sizzle, there'll be a jumping castle for the kids, the ice cream vans, coffee vans, we'll have all sorts of stuff there. We're going to get the formalities out of the way very quickly this year. We're only going to have a limited amount of rider prizes.
Yep.
We'll have the auction for the furniture from the Junee Jail.
Yep.
It just will be a fun day and let's get into it.
And now for those people who have a motorbike and they'd like to, they're probably listening this morning going, geez, I wouldn't mind having a crack at that. How do they get involved?
Just turn up
just
on the
turn
day.
Up. Yep. All right.
Yeah, as long as they've got a driver's license and as long as they've got a motorbike that's registered. Bear in mind that the police will be there. so they want to be a bit, little bit legal.
Yeah. All right, so we're assembling from around 7.30. The brekkie will start from around about 7.30. You've got 90 minutes there to have your breakfast, catch up with everybody, and then jump on the bike for a 9 o'clock start, leaving Jubilee Oval, the car park there. It is a sensational sound, living close by to Jubilee Park. Saturday morning when the toy runs on, that 9 o'clock when they all fire up, it is a sensational sound. Sensational
sound. See, that's why we have it at 9 o'clock. We're not allowed to start in the early
Hey, good on you, Pat. Good, always good to catch up with you, mate. We'll talk soon. All the best for Saturday.
Thanks, Posse. Thanks, Layden.
Cheers,
good
mate.
On you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Our old mate, and I mean old, as in we've known him for quite some time. Not that he's old. Well,
he is old.
Sorry, mate. Pat Coombs does a great job with this toy run. He's been part of it for, like, forever.
Ever.
And it's great that he's still involved and organising this year's event. So look out for it, everybody. Wagga always supports this event, and I'm sure it'll be no different this year. The GEO Group and Ron Crouch Transport Toy Run, the annual Christmas toy run, this Saturday, the 2nd of December, leaving from Jubilee Park at 9 o'clock. Please donate toys if you've got them. As Pat said, they're trying to steer away from the soft toys, looking for hard toys, or cash is the go. Cash is really quite beneficial in this situation.
All the toys and the cash will be donated to the Salvos and St. Vinny's.
All right, thanks, Pat. Good to catch up with you, mate, and all the best for Saturday. I hope the toy run is very successful.
Potsy and Layton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5.30 on Triple M.